Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. Are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
And what are the chances of your voting in the August 20 primary election for U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or don't you think you will vote? Or if you have already voted, please say so.
Almost certain. I am going to vote.
And do you plan to vote in the Republican primary or the Democratic primary?
Democratic primary.
And what year were you born? Just to make sure we speak to all ages in Florida.
1965.
Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
Yes.
And does that apply to you or anyone in your household?
Excuse me?
Does that apply to you or someone in your household?
Everyone in my household.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the current track in general?
No, not in the right direction.
Ground track. And okay, now I'm going to review the names of some public figures, and I'd like to rate your feelings toward each of one very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, just let me know, and we'll go on the next one. The first one is
okay.
Joe Biden. Very favorable, just somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
The next one, Kamala Harris. How would you rate Kamala Harris?
Very.
Very favorable, correct? Or very unfavorable?
Oh, I didn't get the name.
Kamala Harris, I'm sorry, very favorable or
very
unfavorable?
Very favorable. Very.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes. And the next one, Chad Klitzman. Very favorable, just somewhat or unfavorable?
Chad who?
Klitzman. Do you recognize the name? Chad Klitzman.
The young guy.
If you don't recognize the name, it's okay. We will go on the next one.
I don't recognize.
Yeah. Okay.
I heard it, but I don't know him.
But, okay, so no opinion of him, correct?
Okay.
And the next one, Barbara Sharif. Do you recognize the name, or?
Yes, I recognize the name.
And how would you rate Barbara Sharif? Very favorable, just somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or no opinion, or never heard of?
Somewhat favorable.
The last one, Rodney W. Jacob Jr. Do you recognize the name?
No.
Okay, thank you. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 75%. Thank you so much for your time. If the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today and the candidates in your district were Barbara Sharif, Rodney W. Jacob Jr., and Chad Klitzman, for whom will you vote? Barbara Sharif, Rodney W. Jacob Jr., or Chad Klitzman?
I don't know yet.
But if the elections were held today, and if you had to decide right now, which candidate do you lean toward? Barbara Sharif, mm-hmm. Rodney W. Jacobs, or Chad Klitzman?
The thing is, I don't know. I would do, like, some research before. I'm driving right now, so I can research.
Okay, no problem. But the last few questions, and we're done. Thank you for taking a call. I'm still thinking about the Democratic primary election. Please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important issue: climate change and the environment, protecting reproductive rights, education, voting rights, healthcare, jobs and wages, LGBTQ rights, home and property insurance, or other?
The reproductive rights.
Thank you. And finally, the last two questions for statistical purposes only. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you're conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I guess I'm liberal.
Okay. Just somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Somewhat.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I'm a doctor.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
AIDA, AIDA.
Okay. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day. Bye.